The Home Affairs Parliamentary Portfolio Committee being briefed on an extended list of matters today. Gay Davis paying close attention. They haven't got to the Guptas and their nationalisation yet, have they, Gay?
Yes, they have, John. That briefing's just begun, and it's quite interesting, I must say. As I say, it's only just started. But this is now a report back by a parliamentary legal advisor and parliamentary researchers who did some digging into the merits of the, well, into the, for example, the investments and the charitable donations that the Guptas claimed supported their application for citizenship, for naturalization. What we've just heard is that they've tried to track down these 76 schools that the Guptas claim to have made donations to, and got a very, very poor response rate. I think they managed to contact about 11 of them, or got a response from 11 of them. But of those, they got a response from 16 schools, only 11. Five of them got nothing. So they said that they just didn't get anything. And what was interesting was that some of these schools reported, John, that these donations followed competitions that the Guptas ran to come up with designs for that wedding, the infamous wedding at Sun City.
Okay, none of this is surprising, and I'm sure that more will come out and you'll report on that later. You were also, though, I mean, one of the most recent issues plaguing Home Affairs has been a breakdown in their systems, and the State Information Technology Agency has been reporting back on that.
Yes, that's right. We had Home Affairs Acting DG, and we've had the CEO of CETA. And some context there, Sutumo Mohapi talking about this catastrophic event which led to Home Affairs being effectively paralyzed for most of Friday. That followed a power outage due to cable theft at two power stations in Tshwane. So they had the two grid feeds knocked out at the same time. That was hopefully a rare event, won't happen again, but that was fairly disastrous. But then what happened? It just got worse. The CETA's got banks, it's got generators, which then are supposed to kick in. They did, but a fuel pump wasn't working properly. It burnt out. It was this domino effect, because that ended up putting the generators then couldn't function properly. The UPS batteries, big bank of batteries apparently that they have, then had to pick up the slack. They're not designed to do all of that. One of these batteries died, and they ended up having to shut down systems so that they could preserve the air conditioning in this unit, because as the CEO said today, if the air conditioning fails because of an interrupted power supply, then you end up with major problems and semi-permanent damage. Now, he also noted that internal processes, he was supposed to, you know, the city of Tshwane didn't alert them to this outage. His own people, they apparently got a whole set of processes to set off the alarm and alert everybody he needs to know. That didn't kick in. And it's a tale of woe, actually, what he called a catastrophic series of events that led to this situation. And it took a lot longer. Home Affairs wasn't able to close its systems down, because when CETA was busy shutting systems down to save the air conditioning, Home Affairs just had their system crash effectively. So much more difficult to bring up a crashed system than one that you've been able to close down because you know that there's a major problem.
Gay Davis, our parliamentary reporter, back into that briefing to find out more about the Guptas and the claims that they made to justify being granted South African citizenship, and that I'm sure that some of the investments that they claim to have made will also turn out to be perhaps less or more flimsy than originally claimed.